My name is Amanda. I work with women who are trying to quit smoking, and I have some tips for you in case you're pregnant or thinking about having a baby. First thing is, keep trying to quit, or better yet, don't start smoking. It can cause premature birth, which can then increase the risk of your baby having developmental delays, problems with eyesight, breathing, and more. So don't give up. There are people like me who are here to support you, because I know what can happen if you don't quit. Your baby could be born 2 months early and weigh only 3 pounds. She could be in the NICU for almost a month, put in an incubator and fed through a feeding tube that goes through her nose down into her little stomach. I know that because I smoked while I was pregnant, and that's what happened to my little baby. I quit. You can too.
Quit your way. Call 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW or visit tobaccofreeflorida.com. Developed by CDC.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. All right, according to Jamie Shaw on X, agents have all the juice. College coach sounds off about the role of agents in the 2025 transfer portal, and I quote, "The NIL agents are simply taking players' money, asking for 15% of a collective price that the player is already going to get, with most of the agents not providing any actual name, image, and likeness help. That's because it's not name, image, and likeness. It's pay for play. It's hired mercenaries." By the way, 15% is insane. NFL agents take 3%, if you were wondering. All right. Quinn Ewers passes up on an $8 million NIL deal. I have that correct, right? $8
million? Yeah, somewhere around there.
That's what I thought. Yeah. To go chase his NFL dream. Falls to the seventh round. Not, obviously, not going to make anywhere near that. And people are like being a little disrespectful. So play that clip from Josh Pate real quick.
Is it not funny to anyone other than me that you got this group of casual fans that scream at kids when they chase a bag in college football? And that same crowd's criticizing Quinn Ewers for turning down a bag to chase his dream. What exactly are you wanting guys to do? They chase the bag in college, and shame on them. And then you got one that says $4 million, huh? No, I think I'll go chase my dream. I want to be an NFL player. And you know what? If I go in the sixth or seventh round, that's okay. I just want a shot. All due respect, thank you for your time. I'm going to turn down the money. What an idiot! Might I use the L word here? I don't think anyone knows where I'm going. Jesse and Colin, do you know where I'm going? No one knows. No one knows. Legacy. Legacy matters. You've always taken it for granted because up until about 10 minutes ago, guys began and played and finished their career at one school. But that's becoming less and less of a norm, especially at his position. Do you know over the next 30 years how much it's worth to Quinn Ewers? On the speaking circuit, at public events and functions, to be able to market himself as a legacy former Texas quarterback and nothing else, just Texas quarterback. Because maybe not in 1 year, but over several years, that's worth a whole heck of a lot more than $4 million. And if you don't believe me, you don't know much about the state of Texas, that Longhorn brand, that position, and what it means to be able to market yourself accordingly. He's just Quinn Ewers, former Texas quarterback. And folks appreciate that, especially that those deeper pockets, which tend to be your older crowd, they appreciate that stuff, and they always will, and they should.
$4 million, not $8 million. I knew that sounded a bit high, but $4 million. You got a quick response to that, Jake, and then I want to play the other clip.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's interesting, and you know, if that's the path that he wanted to take, then so be it. You know, I wouldn't. I don't know if I'd group everybody into, you know, one category or the other as far as. You know, how you feel about it all together. I just, as a college football fan, it just hurts a little bit because it looks like he's probably, you know, not going to get, I mean, he could be the top quarterback returning in college football. He'd be like the marquee other than Arch Manning, which is why we'd have to transfer. You know, I mean, he makes a lot of good points there. I don't know how much it would hurt if understandingly that he left and played at LSU or whatever it was. It wouldn't be LSU, but some other school. I think Texas fans would probably understand and still treat him as a Texas Longhorn. So I don't know if it would take too much away there.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
All right, let's roll that Deion clip. And again, one of the reasons I'm so intrigued by Deion, he was my favorite NFL player growing up. I love primetime. I love how flashy he was. I love how unique his skill set was, that he played Major League Baseball for nine years. I don't know if people realize he played that long. The fact that he could play wide receiver, returner, DB. The fact that he could talk trash and back it up. I mentioned yesterday, he's got to keep in mind, and the draft is already over, Shadur is not him. So you can't have the same exact approach. And I wonder if what we're about to play here, I don't wonder. It absolutely factored into how teams viewed Shadur and his draft stock. Go ahead and roll that clip there.
You have said that if the right team does not pick him, that you will
intervene. That's my son. It's not like who I would like for him to play for. It's a couple teams that I won't allow him to play for. It's almost like you got a child that's going into an occupation that you already dominated in. Like, come on. And you don't think I'm not going to sit there like a navigational system and tell him, take a right, right there, take a left, right there, take a, not that. Oh, no. Like, that's who I'm called to, that's my son. I'm not going to let my son get down in no foolishness.
But you and I both know these coaches, these owners, right? You've been in the rooms.
Right.
The owners, billionaire owners.
Yes.
Will often say, well, this is a young man who should be making his own decisions. You know, he's got this helicopter dad.
Not my son.
First of all, why are they clapping? They're clapping. And then he's talking about an industry that he dominated, and he's going to guide and this and that. Well, he did dominate. Again, Shadur is not Deion. It's folks have strong opinions, okay, about certain things. This is part of the reason the draft unfolded the way that it did. And yes, we all want to help our kids and we all want to help guide them. And yes, Deion played in the NFL and he understands a lot of things, but I think he's also looking at it through the wrong colored glasses. Shadur is not Deion. And you heard him talk, basically equate Shadur to him. And I'm not going to let him play for certain teams. Well, then Shadur, we played the clip the other day. He's like, if you ain't going to change your, what did he say? Your franchise's culture or whatever. He's like, don't draft me. Well, they started putting limitations on who could draft him, and you kind of saw what happened. Again, I'm a big fan of Deion, but at some time, you know, kids learn best from their own mistakes. And you don't want them to make gigantic ones. But at some point, they got to learn from their own mistakes. They got to leave the coop. They got to go fly on their own. Like, isn't it true that like a mama bird will just push the bird out of the nest at some point? You got to learn how to fly or say hello to gravity, one or the other. I'm not a bird expert, but I believe that's true. I don't know. It was interesting because I'm a big fan of Deion, and I found that clip honestly rather hard, especially as a father myself. You know, I coached my son all the way up through eighth grade, and I've been asked to help coach with his high school team, which I greatly appreciate. But I said to the coach, it's time for him to go on his own to a degree. Obviously, he's still living at home. We support him as appropriate as a high school player. But now it's time for him to go do his thing with a new coach that's not me, so he can have that experience. I've also got 5 other kids growing up, and it's, you know, their turn as well. So that factored in too. That's kind of how I approached it. At some point, like, let the D1 daddy ball go, let the NFL daddy ball go, and let Shadur go do it on his own. Again, the way he reacted to the prank call and the way his apparent attitude is to entering the locker room at Cleveland, I kind of like want to root for him now. And I hope the actions match the words. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Unlike Jake, I don't feel like being here tomorrow. No, I just don't have a show on Wednesdays. One-on-one with DP, Steve Taylor. Tune in tomorrow, 11 to 1 p.m. They'll do a phenomenal job. I'll be back on Thursday. Don't go beating up any gorillas in the meantime, Jake, okay?
All right.
Go, Big Red Nose. Remember to throw the ball.
From the office to a first date, there's a lot of pressure to wear the right clothes for every situation. But clothes don't make the man. With Mack Weldon, you can build a wardrobe that looks polished in any setting and tells the world that you stay you wherever you go. They combine timeless style with modern performance materials to keep you looking good and feeling comfortable all day, no matter what's on today's agenda. Browse everything from shorts and polos to sweats and crews. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 25% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MACKWELDON.com. Promo code MACK25.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.